Live from the Signal Media Studios, it's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill. This broadcast is being presented by West Rock Coffee and brought to you in part by Expressway Airport Parking, Arkansas's best insurance, Chicken King, Ortho Rehab, and Bill Dillard III. Now, it's a close encounter with the Doctor of Football, Fitz Hill.
Stand over to the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report. Hey, you know how we do it. Presented by Expressway Airport Parking, Arkansas Best Insurance, Ortho Rehab, and Chicken King. It's the West Rock Coffee Intelligence Report, where we're glad that you've decided to take a close encounter with the Doctor of Football. This show takes no calls, but we still ball. Get your West Rock Coffee or Kahona Cold Brew. Take a chill pill and cool out with us for the next 60 minutes. Our title sponsor, West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report, is making plays around the globe and supplying America's coffee and tea needs all from Central Arkansas. If you call, West Rock will ball. Put West Rock in the game and let them perk it up for you. They're balling if you're calling. Tonight, I got my man here, Dr. Drew, not Dr. Drew, Pastor Drew.
Pastor Drew, you got to keep the two Drews straight in the first quarter.
that's right. I'm hoping I get my man Drew here in a little bit. But, hey, we're going to open up with prayer. I think I got Dr. Rob in the house. I'm trying to get my man Dr. Rob, Ortho Rehab. He's getting back in the game with the small reps at a time. My man Shug is out this weekend. He's looking for some NIL money. He's in the transfer portal. He said he's taking some visits, and he said he'll be back with us next time. And then, you know, tonight we got Uncle B joining us in the fourth quarter. He believes if you ain't paying, he ain't staying. So you got to get in the game and get your ball, get your ball and go home or get paid. Hey, my wingman tonight, my first quarter teammate, Pastor Drew, as you know, we discuss social issues having a detrimental impact in our communities. Tonight, we're talking about the declining number of black males enrolling in college versus the disproportionate number of black males going to the graves and the prison. The data suggests that in collegiate sports, it's more detrimental to small states like Arkansas and Nebraska, who used to be football powerhouses, than it is to heavily populated states that can replace their recruiting deficiencies that are associated with the black male homicide epidemic. Got a big time study coming out right now looking at how that negative impact is really, really hurting small states. You remember when Nebraska used to be a powerhouse in football?
I certainly do.
All right.
A couple of years in a row, national champions.
Yeah, national champions. You used to have to recruit against them. You remember when Arkansas back, same small states with the gun violence epidemic that we're having? It's interesting to look and see how in the United States of America, how you have the smallest enrollment of black males in college, but you have the largest enrollment of black men going to prison, the pipeline to prison. And I know after I pray, you got some things to talk about the juvenile violence. So
for sure,
thank you for
sure.
Tuning in. And we, what we say, hey, numbers don't lie, and together they tell your story. It's facts over feelings. God, we thank you for this platform. We just ask you to continue to guide us. I know where you, God, you provide. We honor you in our ways during this 60 minutes. We pray that we bring glory to you. In name we pray. Amen. Well, Pastor Amen. Drew, I know that that you got some information. And I don't know. Guys, we got some technical difficulties tonight with the storms. And so I don't know if I'm a Drew Breaker, the Dream Maker. I know you out there with me right now. We're trying to get you on. But I don't know if we're going to be able to get you on. If so, we'll patch you in. But I'm gonna hand the ball off to my fullback, yeah, to my other Drew, my fullback right here, and see if we can't get 3 yards in a cloud of dust with the technology.
Yeah, Coach. I mean, all the news this week, you sent it over to me. We saw a young track athlete stabbed to death at a track meet, and it really brings to light this juvenile violence problem, stealing the opportunities from young athletes who dream of playing collegiate sports. Many talented kids grow up in neighborhoods where violence is common, and instead of focusing on school and training, they're forced to focus on survival. Some get caught up in fights, gangs, or illegal activities, not because they want to, but because it feels like the only way to protect themselves is just to kind of fit into that model. And
hey, before we go, my man Drew, he is
okay.
He is
you
on.
Got him. Yeah, you got him. All right. So hop on over.
Yeah. Hey, Drew. My man Drew Baker. Still having phone problems. Okay, we're still having phone problems.
Okay.
So I'm going back to Drew.
We'll jump Drew. Back yeah, into pastor. Those numbers.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
But I mean, for example, we talked about this. Arkansas and Iowa, similar size states. Arkansas is one of the most dangerous. Iowa is one of the safest. Arkansas currently has 25 players in the NFL. Iowa, 40% ahead of us with 35.
Right.
That safety factor makes a world of difference. And once involved in this violence, it's hard for these students to get back. But an investigation by Sports Illustrated and CBS in 2010 really looked at the backgrounds of 2,837 players from the top 25 D1 college football teams.
Let me see what you got.
The findings revealed approximately 7% of these players had been charged with or cited for a crime. 39% of those cases involving serious offenses such as assault and battery, domestic violence, and robbery. These are situations that those kids, for all intents and purposes, had already started taking those steps that would have wiped them out from ever entering D1 sports. 7%
wow.
of the athletes at the top 25 D1 schools.
So they didn't even get an opportunity to be recruited.
No. They were recruited, but they slipped through because there weren't background checks. But it would have taken is one conviction, and you would have wiped out 7% of the incoming class of the top 25 D1 programs.
Yeah, I got you.
Which, I mean, you think about that. If you lost, I mean,
yeah,
250 athletes yeah. out of a recruiting class for the top 25 D1 programs, I mean, that's an impact on the future of those teams for sure.
No question at all.
And I mean, back to what you were talking about, as of 2022, black male students comprised approximately 26% of the student population at HBCUs, a decline from 38% in 76. During the same time, black women represented 49%.
Correct. I mean, it's the ecosystem I always talk about that's being fractured. And I studied this, you know, when you look at Africa going on those, I went to see the gorillas and the things when I was in Rwanda, and you see how nature works. And when you do not have a male in the community, how things are fractured. And that's what you see when you look at the most violent communities. And the reason I say this is because I remember when I was in San Francisco, when I was head coach of San Jose State, and they had many killings in San Francisco one summer. It was really hot in Hunters Point, California, that mm-hmm. community. So the city of San Francisco gave me a $50,000 grant to bring about 115 kids from there on a 3-day camp because they just wanted to get the kids out of that
right,
out of
right.
that environment. So those kids at that age, which we see with our youth living in the community, are already experiencing post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yes. and they become immune to it, and so that's the norm. And John Singleton movie Boys in the Hood really spells that out so eloquently when it talks about young men who have an opportunity right there in Los Angeles, which I used to go recruit South Central LA, and really sometimes the only way out is an athletic scholarship. Because of the lack of education access with even their parents. And so that's the reason I'm saying this platform of sports is so invaluable to break the cycle. And we have to use it even more so than what we're doing, because oftentimes when we don't, we pay for it in building our prisons. And now,
absolutely.
Now let's go on record and say we don't want criminals on the street.
We don't want criminals in the street. We're not against locking them up.
No. If you're dangerous, that's what we want. But yep. but what we're saying is that the prevention and the intervention mm-hmm. and a diversion are what we're trying to do. And mm-hmm. and sports, Coach yes. Rip. I mean, that's the many times the tool.
Yeah. An effective avenue.
And no yep. question. And Nick Saban said it so eloquently when the young man, in Michigan State, who became went on to own a company, but he got in trouble and everybody wanted to put him off the team. And he said, so now And he said, I'm glad I didn't. He said, now he's now the CEO of a large company. He said he's married, has mm-hmm. his family. He said, but where do you want him to be? Yeah. Do you want him to be on the streets or do you want him to be here with me? Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what coaches do. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason I'm saying we're prescribing these type of things yes. to, you know, to change. And I know we're excited about some things that God has blessed us with,
right.
you know, that's on deck that we're going to be looking at, trying to provide intervention and diversion for sometimes this population. That what we find the trigger to this is school suspension.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's good to have Dr. Rob back.
I haven't seen him
in a while. But I mean, as a doctor, I mean, we always use the saying, an ounce of prevention.
Exactly.
I mean, if we can get on the front end of this curve, all of a sudden, we don't have to deal with the ramifications.
Oh, yeah.
We mm-hmm. don't have to worry about building more prisons because we took these kids and got them on the right path. We got them in the right direction. Last week during spring break, we took kids to Dallas and to Tulsa mm-hmm. to see the Black Wall Street in Tulsa, but then just in Dallas, go to a Mavs game, and then just see that there's a big world
outside
of there.
Exposure. They call it the social learning theory. Yeah,
exactly. But there was a picture that we took, and I sent it out in an email today, of some of our kids sitting up in the top of Reunion Tower. And they were just in awe looking out over the city of Dallas mm-hmm. and all the big buildings that you just see buildings going on and on and on. These kids' perspective has been on the ground in the weeds, and this trip allowed them to get up in the clouds and look out on this great big world that God's created. Mm-hmm. And as Coach always says, once you stretch that mind, yeah. it never goes back to the same thing. Showing these kids that there is a great big world out there, there's an opportunity out there, that it doesn't have to be like what they see every day, that's what it's all about.
Well, you shared a story not too long ago that, well, just last week, that you took a kid from our Dream Center to the mall. And mm-hmm. Share that with, and that's the first time he had never been to the mall.
So he lived right over beside where Derek was shot over on Bishop. And we took him from there to Park Plaza to get a pair of jeans. So we're talking just a couple miles.
Right.
We walked into that mall, and his eyes just bugged completely out. He goes, I never knew places like this existed.
Wow.
And I'm like, this is 2 freaking miles from your house.
Right.
And you don't realize it's out there. You don't realize there's something bigger. There's something more. And no offense, but Park Plaza is not the ideal mall. It's not giant and all this.
It's not Dallas.
It's not the Galleria. Yeah, but I mean, these kids' perspectives of their world, all they can see, like mm-hmm. I said, is the weeds around them.
Well,
and they can't see the great big world God's got for
take,
them.
Take, for example, those kids that we brought from Hunters Point, okay? So it really, I saw the impact, which we're talking about camps and everything. I saw the impact of how my players saw themselves in those kids. And they just gravitated to each other because they saw that used to be me. And the kids, as they were walking through, okay, two things that stick out in my mind, this is in 2002, at the summer, is that as we were walking, picked them up from the dorm, we were walking them to the bus, and one of the kids saw the swimming pool, and he saw the blue water, and he ran and jumped in the pool while somebody else, he didn't know any better.
Wow.
Just ran and jumped in the pool.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
He saw the water and saw people swimming. He just took off. We had to go get him out of the pool.
Wow.
And then another time, we were in the dining hall eating, and he saw the ice cream machine. And so he went up to the ice cream machine. He just pulled it up. He just let the ice cream just run out. He had never seen anything like this before. And I love the fact that the director, he said, let him run it all out. Because he realized this kid had never seen an ice cream machine. And he just sit there. He was fascinated with the vanilla ice cream just running out. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
About being transformational and changing the mind, being stretched and never regaining his original dimension. But hey, we're going into the second quarter. It's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report presented by Expressway Airport Park. And sorry, my man Drew, I couldn't get to you. Hey, had to keep you on the sideline tonight, but I'm going to be talking about you anyway because I'm flying out on Monday, so I'm going to be there, and I'm going to promote you when I come through. But hey, stay tuned. We'll be right back. We do our best to put your insurance concerns to rest. We basically bury your concerns. Ain't that right, the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion of Arkansas Best?
Game on, Doc. Put us in the game.
You do it all. You're called Arkansas Best for a reason.
Call the play. Watch us score for you.
Automobiles?
We're rolling with you.
Home insurance?
Your home is safe with Auto Owners and Arkansas Best Insurance.
Nonprofits and board insurances?
We got you, Doc.
Surety bonds?
In Arkansas Best, you can trust.
Business insurance?
No fumbles.
General liabilities?
We got your assets covered.
That's why I joined the team at Arkansas Best Insurance with the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion. Let him make insurance plays for you. If you call, I promise you, he will ball. That's the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion at Arkansas Best Insurance at 501-278-0105. 501-278-0105.
I'm so happy to be able to fly out of Little Rock again on a regular basis. Didn't realize how special I felt until I pulled back into Expressway Airport parking. I miss my teammates led by my head coach, Drew Baker. Not only is Expressway Airport parking quick, efficient, and saves me money, it also makes me feel good about me, and I know it'll make you feel good about you. If you want slower service, less efficiency, and to spend more money parking, I guess that would be the only reason you wouldn't join our team and park with us. Remember, teamwork makes Expressway Airport parking dream work. It's easy. You call, we haul.
Yeah, Chicken King is on and popping. Chicken King is truly the king of fried food. Have you ever had a Chicken King pork chop? It's fire. The catfish is crunchy and tasty. Add hot and the tartar sauces? Well, that will put it in the five-star lineup. The chicken wings? Well, that's really why they call it Chicken King. But all the chicken offerings qualify for the Dr. Football starting lineup, and that's why I'm prescribing Chicken Kings for your stomach's desires. Chicken Kings are located in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Bryant, and my hometown of Arkadelphia. Put Chicken King in the game, and if you call, they will ball in serving your order. Questions? Call 501-562-5573 and let them handle your fried food orders.
Each day, circumstances change for people's lives. Some good, some bad. My life changed drastically when my mother suffered a massive stroke and required modifications at home for personal mobility. Have you, family, or friends experienced such? If so, let me prescribe 5-Star Diamond Medical Equipment Supply of Central Arkansas. Put Ted and Cindy in the game if you're in need of medical supply equipment and call them at 501-225-3106. That's Ted or Cindy at 501-225-3106.
Hey guys, is life sometimes confusing? You ever find yourself just needing directions? As men, we really need other men to help us figure it out. More than that, we need a model for manhood, who we can look to help. 33 The Series is a video playbook based on the kind of manhood lived by Jesus Christ in his 33 years on earth. Check out our short video trailer at AuthenticManhood.com. Real men aren't afraid to ask for directions.
The Ego Power Plus Savings Event is on at Lowe's. Right now, get a free select Ego 56-volt battery with purchase of a select trimmer, blower, or mower kit. That's a $299 value. Plus, shop today for new and exclusive items you need for your lawn. So get ready for spring with the latest in innovation from Ego, the number one rated brand in cordless outdoor power. Only at Lowe's. We help. You save. Offer valid through 4/16. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Well, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
It's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Hey, we're going into the second quarter. It's Pastor Drew who was talking some stats and things that we're working on daily to try to make a difference. And my man Steve Snyder from 33 to Series. Steve has a new book coming out, and I want to share that with you. And next time that we're back on, we'll definitely have him back here. But I don't know if you know my partner, man. We grew up, my childhood friend from the sixth grade, and been together in the football huddles at Arkadelphia High, Ouachita Baptist. Steve is an attorney, business owner, leadership coach, and nonprofit leader. Very passionate about encouraging men in their journey towards authentic manhood. Loves working with leaders, man. Best lunch time that I have is when I'm with him. And his dad was so instrumental in my life, and his mother. They really stepped in the gap for me when I lost my parents. But his book is taking the time to understand your story is one of the most important things you can do in your journey to authentic manhood. And it's a book of daily reflections that will help you explore some of the most common wounds men experience in their lives and how those wounds may be impacting your emotional and spiritual health today. You know, how do you see yourself more clearly, understand your story more completely, and invite Jesus into the depths of your soul daily. And so, Steve, man, look forward to getting my copy and sharing with you and seeing how it continues to help me. I thank God for you. You continue to improve my life and help my walk grow closer to the Lord by how authentic you are and how transparent you become in your walk with Jesus Christ. Dr. Rob?
Yes, sir.
And I got some intel that I want to share that I was going right back. It really bounces off what Pastor Drew and I were talking about on the numbers. And my new, in the next month, my new First in 45 report that's coming out, that's examining the social determinants that's leading to the black male homicide epidemic and this public health crisis that we're facing. And you know I'm passionate about that. Mm-hmm. I have a black son-in-law, three black grandsons, and the data says if they don't make it to the age of 45, they will be a victim of gun violence. And so that's just kind of like things that we deal with each and every day. And so I'm committed to continue to bring light to this darkness, and when it's fixed, then I'll quit talking about it.
Well, I pray for your strength and your journey, Mark.
Well, I appreciate that.
And I'm with you.
And I know you are. That's why you're here tonight. And but the thing about it is I think the platform of sports is an awesome way to address this crisis, just as mm-hmm. we do breast cancer.
Yes.
All right. In the fall, men don't, women don't even play football, but you know you're aware of breast cancer in the fall.
Yes.
Everybody wears pink.
Yes.
All right. I mean, the stadiums are pink.
And my wife is a breast cancer surgeon, Dr. Rhonda Tillman.
Yes, exactly right. And she's been grateful in my family, and helping address things. And I know that you've recently had some challenges. We're going to share a little bit about that in the third quarter. But I want, you know, Bobby Bowden once said, he said, getting a blue chip baller doesn't guarantee you a championship, but he says, I can guarantee you that you will not play without them. So you got to have some ballers on your team. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, you can't go out there and say, hey, I'm going to take a Pinto and I'm going to go out and run a Stingray.
You feel a lot better about your chances of being competitive.
No, of course. I remember when I used to, it was early on in the football season in the 90s, in 92, 93, 94, when we playing Alabama, you know, you walk out there and you look over down the field and you see their boys, mm-hmm. then you say, man, we don't look like them. they look pretty good. But boy, as we got there at 95, you know, mm-hmm. 96, 97, up to 98, that started changing.
Started getting better
because we started, you know, we started having some ballers, you know, on our team. But what I
you certainly
what,
did.
What I want to look at this segment, what football coach in Razorback history has produced the most first round draft picks from Frank Broyles to the present. So, but here's the thing that's really interesting when you look at the 19 first rounders that we've had at Arkansas since 1962. All right, that's what we've had.
Wow.
And then when you go back and look and you see the teams that have the most first rounders are the teams every year that's playing for championships.
Yes.
All right. And so if you go back and look, what's so interesting about Arkansas, though, in the 21st century, we've had two years that we had two first-rounders drafted, And then in the 80s at Coach Hatfield, he had two, and Steve Atwater and Wayne Martin.
Hmm.
But now, from those times, from 1962 to 2022, we've had 19 first-rounders in the first that have been drafted. Now, listen to this. Seven of the 19, okay, 37%, were from the state of Arkansas. Now, right. This goes back to what I'm saying about you got to, in your state, if mm-hmm. you're going to be able to get first-round people, most first-rounders are staying close to home.
Local.
4 to 6 hours is what the blue chip ratio says the kids will go. And perfect example was Michigan. This year, the quarterback mm-hmm. who had committed to LSU, I don't know, you know. So they were going to pay him, but he ended up staying at home with Michigan, mm-hmm. all right, because they came in NIL and offered him $2 million. But he could have got that private LSU, but he decided to stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to look at this list and see Coach Houston Nutt has the most first-round picks of any coach since that in the era of college of Arkansas.
I had no idea.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Had the high percentage.
First round draft picks.
Right. So he had 6 first round draft picks. 2004, Sean Andrews,
mm-hmm.
Ahmad Batman Carroll, all right, from Georgia. That's an interesting track deal that he was a two-sport athlete. And mm-hmm. so I remember I used to tell you Marcus Clavell, Richard Smith, Eddie Jackson, all those two-sport. Coach McDonald was just a closer recruiter in two-sport athletes. He had Matt Jones, Jamal Anderson. I always tell a story. Danny Nutt came down. He said the best football player at Parkview is Jamal on the basketball court. And then take this young man, develop him into a defensive end. First round draft pick in 2007. Then you take Felix Jones from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
That's an hour and a half away from Fayetteville. This goes
not
back
far at all.
That goes back to the deal. And Darren McFadden from Arkansas. So that's Coach Nutt leads the deal in first round picks. Then you come back and you take Ken Hatfield. Lou Holtz. He had 5 first rounders. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He recruited 3 and inherited 2, Dan Hampton and Steve Little, from Frank Broyles. Okay. Coach Broyles ended up, even though he recruited, he had Lance Allworth in 1962. He was from Mississippi. Harry Jones from Oklahoma, and Lloyd Phillips from Texas. And I think it's important to understand, when you go back and look, as he mentioned, the small states,
mm-hmm.
right now when we had these athletes that we're mentioning that are not involved in extracurricular activities, it really, really hurt states like Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
you know, Nebraska, and even Oklahoma. Now, you remember I told you Oklahoma's going to struggle in the SEC?
Yes, yes.
I mean, it's going to be really, yes. really, 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 really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at our record, and when we were in the Southwest Conference and what theirs was in the Big 12, it's probably going to be comparable. And we'll see how that transition. And I'm saying that not because it's not a great program. I'm saying that because of the population of the state of Oklahoma.
Population.
All right. So those things factor into how your recruiting is going to be. Go back and look.
Yeah.
And now, so what Missouri has done, they're looking at Missouri. They're heavily recruiting Arkansas, which mm-hmm. which I did a lot in Louisiana up till an I-10 area.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to expand your local population base. That's why when you look at Louisiana, you take Shreveport, Monroe, Tallulah, all those guys that were coming in there from northern Louisiana. So Missouri, you see, they're heavily in Arkansas, so mm-hmm. they're expanding in SEC. So the SEC has helped them recruit. And you're a Missouri grad. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm a Mizzou grad from St. Joseph, Missouri.
Yeah, right, right. And yes. So you see how they really have infiltrated recruiting Arkansas.
I do see it.
Yeah, yeah. And so what it is, though, they've expanded that, and that's what I used to do at Arkansas. I expanded down to Alexandria because I-20 all the way to Jackson, to me, was the Arklatech. All right? Okay. And you had everything there. The culture didn't change till you got to Alexandria. All right? And then if you're going to go south, there were 65 Division I athletes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, LSU, you going to recruit those? I'm going to see which one. Then track, I go – we can go head-to-head against anybody. But you just have to be very strategic. about your approach to get the best athlete.
Well, your formula certainly worked, Coach.
It can. Hey.
Your formula worked.
I got my man, the Dr. Valleology. He loves this song right here. I'm Phil Collins. We go, he bumping his head over here,
go.
And everything. He hitting his drum. Hey, but we're going to be right back with the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report.
The recruiting prescription used by Oklahoma to sign Brian Bosworth was linked to a common beverage liked by Coach Barry Switzer and Boz's father. Switzer's assistant coach had collected intel and knew the only type of beverage Mr. Boz drank. Consequently, during the home visit, when Boz's father asked Coach Switzer if he wanted something to drink, Coach Switzer replied, only if it was that exact beverage Mr. Boz drank. I will let your imagination roll about that beverage. But I must tell you about the 5-star West Rock coffee that Dr. Football is prescribing for all of your coffee needs. Now that I have briefed you, be like Coach Switzer, and when someone asks you if you want a cup of coffee, say, only if it's West Rock coffee. It's been said that ignorance is bliss, but the doctor of football also believes that knowledge can produce a burden within the soul, and I have a heavy burden. Did you know that homicide, not car wrecks, cancer, or heart disease is the number one cause of death for black males ages 1 to 44? This epidemic rarely gets discussed or receives the attention of similar health crisis. That's why the doctor of football is working to create awareness of this homicide virus and formulate a game plan to help black males reach the age of 45. Now that you know, join our team by getting in the game with us at firstand45.com. That's firstand45.com. Make a play, save a life. The Dr. Football is putting Blue Train customer signage into my starting lineup for 2022. Last August, I was running out of time when I needed t-shirts for the 16 Gold Youth Football Program. I went deep with the Hail Mary, and Blue Train made a play. Then I found out they could play more than one position. Our church needed our 2 Fish and 5 Loaves outreach band wrap. Blue Train signage, transform our bus, we are rolling. Need t-shirts, hats, or a vehicle wrap? Call Blue Train at 501-353-0556 or check out my teammate at bluetrainapparel.com. As I look back over my life, I realize I have fumbled in many areas. Thank God that he did not put me out of the game. My high school and college teammate, Steve Snyder, together we battled opponents on the fields and courts of competition in search of winning outcomes on the scoreboard. But today, Brother Steve is trying to score for our Heavenly Father by spreading the gospel through 33 The Series, a multi-volume video series that gives men a vision for manhood modeled by Jesus Christ himself. For detailed information on how you can get in the game with Authentic Manhood, go to AuthenticManhood.com. It's time to get in the game with Jesus. I, the Doctor of Football, recently completed an evaluation of rehabilitation therapy and services, and to no surprise, it was revealed that Dr. Robb of Ortho Rehab and Specialty Centers received a 5-star rating, meaning Dr. Robb is the big baller in the rehab business. You got back pain, hamstring problems? I'm prescribing 2 words for you, Dr. Robb. Call him at 501-975-4040 and tell him the Dr. Football sent you for his 5-star treatment. This is Coach Fitzhill, also known as the Dr. Football, and I approve this message.
For over 30 years, Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse has been Arkansas's truck accessory headquarters and the only stop for all of your truck parts and accessories. If it goes on a truck, Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse has got it. And that includes upgrading your truck with Vortex spray liners. Tough, durable, proudly made in the USA. Their spray liners can protect your truck for years to come. Call Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse at 501-568-0040 to schedule your spray. Or stop by 65th and University.
It's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Give me a hole if you got your funky bus fare.
Boy, they bumping their heads in here in the bus crib. Look at my man Damon. He think he's on his soul
we
train.
We jamming!
Hey, thank you for staying. We're going into the second half. Third quarter is presented by Arkansas Best Insurance. Ball called by Trey Scaglion, the doctor of insurance. He's coordinating insurance plays being called for the 5-star insurance company in Arkansas. It's not called Arkansas Best for nothing. ABI is in the house. You call and he balls. You can't be called the best until you separate from the rest. And Trey and Arkansas Best Insurance is the blue blood insurance company that will help protect your valuable resources and give you a peace of mind. Yep. What, you here with me, Trey? Can you hear me?
He was on for a second.
We got technical difficulties still in the house. We just hold on. If you keep on, y'all give us the storm. Hey, we're not going to let the storm kill our vibe, though, tonight, Dr. Rob.
We're not.
We're going to keep rolling. We'll see if he rolls back in here. But Dr. Rob, in this second half,
Trey, are you there?
I want to so glad to have you back in the Buzz Crib.
I'm glad
with
to be
me.
Back, Fitz.
And I want to tell you what your team has prescribed for my back over the last 4 or 5 months, making me feel like Steve Austin from the $6 Million Man.
Yeah, we got kids making that amount, isn't it?
Yeah.
DBI money.
Yeah, I said, when I come in, I make up my sound.
Yeah, I get it.
Let's try him again.
All right, it works. Hey, are you here? Can I hear you?
Yeah, I heard the beep again.
You heard the beep? It's a beep.
I mean, I got cut off.
All right. Well, listen, can you go right now while we got you?
Trey.
Can you go right now while we got you?
No,
we can't get him. We'll keep trying. He was in and out. That's what come. So, I want to thank you for rebuilding me. I'm stronger. I'm better. But here's the deal that I want us to talk about for the health and well-being of my back. And what's really been encouraging to me is the weights that you mm-hmm. have me lifting. Mm-hmm. And I've really taken, you know, even ownership on how that I've never thought about it to the way that is strengthening me.
Resistive training.
Yeah,
yes.
And it's made my back stronger.
Yeah.
And it's made me feel even more confident when I walk out of there because, you know, coming in 2 or 3 times a week and lifting. So I've been reading, I shared with you articles and stuff, mm-hmm. and realized, you know, I just had a birthday and really want to be able to see how I can continue to sustain and mass, muscle mass, and you, mm-hmm. as you talk about it, and I understand it's weights, you know, not that help with diet.
It's resistive training, and it helps build muscle, and muscle is the highest quality tissue that you have.
Right.
Of course, nerves are very, very, very specific and important, but the neurological.
Hey, let me see. Hey, Trey, can you hear me? Trey. And we still don't have him. We'll still don't have him. No. Is he? Trey, are you on?
Just a minute. What's it doing?
You can't hear. Go ahead, Dr. Rob.
Well, musculature is just a tremendously important tissue. It's high in energy. Okay. And I learned this because I'm dealing with a battered cancer myself, and I'm doing well. I'm responding well to the treatment.
And we're so happy to have
targeted
you.
Targeted therapy and chemotherapy.
Right.
But the tissue that's used for my healing are the skeletal muscles. And I didn't realize that. And luckily, I was in pretty good shape before I was diagnosed.
Right.
And so it's imperative that I maintain a good store of lean body mass, i.e. musculature, so that my body can heal itself. And it's imperative that we have a decent amount of muscle. And for people that have a pathology, like you have a back problem,
mm-hmm.
it's very important that we specifically strengthen and coordinate the correct set of muscles. For instance, with the shoulder, well, you've got to have a sound rotator cuff with the shoulder.
Right.
And then you work with the pecs and the lats and the other pretty boy muscles.
Right.
But it's important to have muscles that are close to the joint that are sound and strong enough. In the low back, it's a different set of muscles.
So in this article, it purports that being strong as a big mediator in terms of long-term health.
Yes.
All right. And it says as anything, and you've just mentioned why, but one of the studies says that, and you may can explain this, if you do 40 or more push-ups in a row, it says you're 96% less likely to deal with heart problems for the next decade than someone who can't do 10. Explain that.
Well, that's multifaceted. First of all, your general health has to be pretty good for you to pull that off. Okay, you're probably taking pretty good care of yourself.
Right.
Number one.
And you work to that level.
Yeah, you work to it. You really don't want to. You don't want to overdo it, because your body will get a bit torn up when you initially insult it by pushing it to the edge of its limits with resistive exercise training. You're going to have a little soreness at first when you get going. You could even get sore when you're sound.
Right.
You know, LeBron James can make himself sore.
Correct. Correct.
You know, if he overdoes it, or if he plays 3 or 4 games within a 10-day period of time or a 7-day period of time. But number one, and number two, you've got the appropriate energy stores within the musculature itself to where your body has energy.
And these are things for men to understand if they're trying to, you know, and my whole deal is to be around as a grandfather.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. And so these are things that I'm starting to attempt to try to do because of the mass of muscle that I'm building from. I know when you was working with Justice, you were talking about the core being a central, kind of like the central nervous system.
Well, you know, it's amazing, and we did this with Corliss's program because he had back pain at the start of his professional basketball career. He had massive shoulders and massive hips and legs, but the coordination between his abdominal muscle and his low back muscle, his core, was off. So we had to retrain his core and work on his balance and coordination, because the core is one of the most important, if not the most important part of the link that we call, here's your $10 million word for today, kinetic chain.
Okay. It's kind of like the pistons, right? Would you say that?
It's like a chain. And if there's any link in the chain that's off, then the whole chain's worthless. And a piston's a good example. It all has to work in coordination.
Like when you have to change the spark plugs, it doesn't matter about what the car.
You got to figure out what's wrong first,
right?
And then have the specific program to go ahead and attack that problem without making the situation worse.
Yeah. So what, you know, when people who look, you just can't go out and you know, feel free to share, but like you were saying, understanding your rehab you have to be able to strengthen your body, right?
Yes.
You know, and that's what you've done for me. I'll be there in the morning, and you know, and I walk out feeling good because I've lifted.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying.
That's number one. It's because you've challenged your system. Number two is because you have an exercise program that's specifically designed for your problems.
Right.
And in orthopedics, either something is overstretched or too loose, or it's too stiff and too tight. Well, it takes a certain level of expertise by your physical therapist and physician to diagnose you appropriately, to first of all tell you what's wrong, and then secondly propose and implement a specific treatment program.
Right, right.
You're going to be able to stick with.
Right. And I think you know what I've done is by strengthening, and I can tell I'm stronger. You know what I'm saying? Because I've never lifted like you have me on the program. Mm-hmm. But it was therapy, but I've taken it to another level.
It's a different kind of lifting, yes.
I'm going to get better in here. Yeah. I'm just not going to come into the therapy.
Yeah. You know? And what we call it is medical exercise training.
Yeah.
We call it medical exercise training. And exercise is medicine, and it's dosed as far as the type of exercise, the amount of resistance, the amount of range of motion, the speed and the repetitions, all the way down to how much rest period you get.
Let me see if we got him right now for the next time. Hey, Trey, are you with me?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Doc?
Hey, we got it. We got the doctor.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm sorry for technical difficulties, but we've been working on it. Oh, we lost him again. Let's see if he. it's been a heck of a time, but
wow.
but yeah. Hey, look, we're just trying to stay in the game tonight. You know, we could get upset, but we're not.
No, we know better.
Thank y'all for hanging in with us. But man, it's really changed. You know, my whole perspective to understand it's not about just going to see how much you can lift. It's about how you can strengthen.
Well, there's nothing quite like going through it yourself, kind of like with my bout with cancer. It's nothing quite like going through something to help your understanding of it.
Yeah.
It's a totally different game when you've got to deal with it yourself.
You know, and then I can tell now I've learned how when my back rotates, when the pain I have, I've done something I shouldn't have done, and you come in, you know, your staff resets me, turns me up, you know, stretches me out.
Corrects the biomechanics.
Correct it, all that. So now, but I can tell when something's wrong, you know, because I can assess my own body, and I appreciate it.
You know what you need.
Yeah. If somebody wants to get in touch with Ortho Rehab so they can get in the game, what number do they need to call?
Call 501-975-4040 for the main Little Rock Road location. We've got offices in Jacksonville, Cabot, and North Little Rock as well.
That's Ortho Rehab, the five-star rehabilitation.
What's happening?
Hey, stay there. Hold on. We're finna go into break, and then we're going to come back right with you. Don't go anywhere.
Don't hang up.
I don't normally eat fried food, but when I do, you will find me at Chicken King getting my grub on. I love catfish, and when I am in search of a three-piece dinner of catfish with hot sauce and tartar sauce, you will find the Dr. Football hurling up at Chicken King. Got a play for you to run. Go to Chicken King, located in North Little Rock, Little Rock, Bryant, or my hometown of Arkadelphia, and before you order, tell them the Dr. Football wrote a prescription for your fried food desires. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. In fact, you will probably want to run that same play again and get another order very soon. They are the heavyweight champion of fried food. That's Chicken King, the five-star fried food cuisine. It's the real deal. For more information, call 501-562-5573 and tell them the Dr. Football prescribed them. Each day, circumstances change for people's lives. Some good, some bad. My life changed drastically when my mother suffered a massive stroke and required modifications at home for personal mobility. Have you, family, or friends experienced such? If so, let me prescribe 5-Star Diamond Medical Equipment Supply of Central Arkansas. Put Ted and Cindy in the game if you're in need of medical supply equipment and call them at 501-225-3106. That's Ted or Cindy at 501-225-3106.
Hey guys, for those of us who love sports, we know the value of team. In life, every man needs teammates to help him be better than he can be alone. 33 The Series is a video playbook based on the kind of manhood lived by Jesus Christ in his 33 years on earth. Check out our short video trailer at AuthenticManhood.com. Better yet, get a group of guys together and experience it as a team.
On average, 30 black males are murdered each day in the United States. That's about 10,000 annually. Think about this. 30 families are contacted daily that a loved one has been murdered in the streets of America, not a foreign combat zone or a third world country. Just sit home with me while serving as president of Arkansas Baptist College when my student, Derek Olivier, was gunned down across the street from campus. I made one of those 30 calls that day. It was and remains the hardest phone call of my life. Right now, I can still hear the screams from Derek's mother. It changed my life as well as changed their family life forever. This is why I launched First245.com to bring awareness to this epidemic and to create a game plan to save our sons now. We'd love for you to join our First and 45 team. You call, we ball, and together we save lives.
A football coach told me, the Dr. Football, the recruiting prescription used by Oklahoma to sign Brian Bosworth was linked to a common beverage liked by Coach Barry Switzer and Boz's father. Switzer's assistant coach had collected intel and knew the only type of beverage Mr. Boz drank. Consequently, during the home visit, when Boz's father asked Coach Switzer if he wanted something to drink, Coach Switzer replied, only if it was that exact beverage Mr. Boz drank. I will let your imagination roll about that beverage. But I must tell you about the 5-star West Rock coffee the Dr. Football is prescribing for all of your coffee needs. Now that I have briefed you, be like Coach Switzer. And when someone asks you if you want a cup of coffee, say, only if it's West Rock coffee. Arkansas Best Insurance. You can't be called the best unless you're performing better than the rest. And that's why I, the Dr. Football, did an audible and switched to Arkansas Best Insurance. One-stop shop for all your insurance needs. That's right. You got insurance needs? I got your prescription. He's back and better than before. It's the Doctor of Insurance, Trey Scallion. My guy Trey is balling with Arkansas Best Insurance, providing the best coverage with companies like Auto Owners who will make plays for you while minimizing the pain of writing insurance checks. Give my 5-star partner, Trey Scallion, also known as the Doctor of Insurance, the nod, and he will come off the bench to take care of your insurance needs. Call my guy at 501-278-0105.
It's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Hey, Hey, we're going into the fourth quarter. I'm so sorry for the technical difficulty we've had tonight, and I couldn't get my sponsors in the game with me. I feel bad that I couldn't put them in the game. I'm playing here. I'm playing shorthanded, Dr. Rob, but we made it through. We've had a few fumbles, but we're still headed to the red zone trying to score a touchdown. But thank you for staying over with us, and I hope you're being safe out there in the weather. But I'm going to go back to my intel of recruiting and talk about this last few minutes, the impact of a first rounder. And that's why it's so important when you start developing and when you see it, when you start looking at the teams that the blue blood programs, mm-hmm. as you analyze those programs, basketball is a different animal, as Bill Ingram's always talking about. You build a basketball team, three mm-hmm. or four guys, and, mm-hmm. and just have role players. You know, football, you have to build up at the line of scrimmage, and looking at the states that produces the talents that keep people in, you know, to keep them competitive in the SEC is really the baseline for having an opportunity to play for a championship.
Mm-hmm.
If you win an SEC championship, of course you plan for a national championship. So when you look at Georgia and the amount of players that are coming out of Georgia, when you look at Louisiana, and even Alabama, where you have, you know, the Alabama and Auburn connection, you go back and look at the national championships, and you just look at the number. Next time we're going to be looking at the draft as we're getting ready to look mm-hmm. at how the draft picks and the correlation to wins. That's why I want to go here and say, do you in 1989, in 2004, in 2008, when you had two first round draft picks drafting in like 89, so I looked at the two seasons before those two players were drafted. So, and Steve Waddon and Wayne Martin, that would have been 1987 and 1988. The Arkansas Razorback record those 2 years with Coach Hatfield was 19-6 overall and 12-2 in the Southwest Conference. So you're looking at one championship in 88 and winning, mm-hmm. I think, nine games in 87. Now let's take 2004, when you have Sean Andrews and Batman Carroll, all right? You have in 2 years, in 2002 and 2003, before they were drafted in 2004,
mm-hmm.
the Razorbacks under Coach Note, 18-9 and 9-7 in the SEC. So anytime you're over 500 in the SEC.
Yeah, that's something.
You're doing pretty good.
You are doing pretty good.
Yeah, you are doing pretty good. But in 2008, so go back and look at 2006 and 2007, all right? So you got Felix and Darren, you know, you got two, and Darren, two-time Heisman runner-up.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got, in those 2 years before their draft, they were 18-9 and 11-5 mm-hmm. overall, but they had one 7-1 SEC season.
Mm-hmm.
So now, in eight games now, so you won the Western Division that year. So that's the impact of a first-round pick.
Yeah.
And so an understanding when you look at it that of the 19 Razorbacks being drafted, seven of the 19, 37%, were from the state of Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
okay? And Coach Nutt, of his six, four of the six came from Arkansas. That's Sean Andrews, Matt Jones, Jamal Anderson, and Derek McFadden. Then if you go back, Coach Morris, Chad Morris, in 2022, had Treylon Burks from Arkansas. Coach Bielema had Frank Ragnar from Minnesota, okay? Mm-hmm. Danny Ford, he had Henry Ford, but he was recruited by Jack Crow. I was involved in recruiting him mm-hmm. with Coach Crow as a graduate assistant.
Great player.
Ken Hatfield, two first-rounders, Steve Atwater and Wayne Martin in 1989. Steve Atwater's from Missouri, Wayne Martin's from Arkansas. Lou Holtz, five first-rounders. He recruited three and inherited two, Dan Hampton and Steve Little, but he only had one. Dan Hampton was the only one from Arkansas. Mm-hmm. However, Billy Ray Smith in 1983, he was born in Fayetteville, had family ties to Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
So what you notice here about this is that you have a proximity of states touching Arkansas.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
With the exception of Kansas.
I get it. That's
and
awesome.
And Minnesota. So just that's the radius that I'm saying that you have to, when you look at, to be able to look at the radius from Fayetteville, and you said, okay, You draw your, that's what Ohio State does. When you look at, you draw your 6-hour radius from Northwest Arkansas, and you're really covering an Oklahoma, Missouri, Memphis. And when you start looking at Ken Hamlin, all those type of players, you know, who ended up being drafted and playing, were very instrumental in helping the Razorback in the championship era of football. But you know, it's the things have changed with the NIL and you know, like my guy Byron is always saying, you know, if you ain't staying, if you ain't paying, they ain't staying.
So, no.
That's just so. And I mean, you were talking to Coach Darrell Walker the other day, and you know about it. Speak about the, he was talking about the NIL and how that's changed.
I hope you don't mind me talking about this, Coach, but you know, for somebody who's coaching a mid-major that's had some success this year, they should have gotten a post-season bid to, to play in one of the tournaments. They're nervous as a long-tailed cat in a chair full of, room full of rocking chairs because they're hunting for their players.
Yeah.
And hopefully we keep our players at Euler. I love Euler. We all love Euler.
Absolutely. Love Darryl.
We need to start taking our tails to the games, though. Yeah. I'll be back this year, Coach. I'm feeling better. But it's got to be tough because
actually with what's going on with the transfer portal, I say everything is like JUCO. So I mean, you know, every year you used to, you know, you have, I play D1, I have to sit out, but now with the open, you know, it's open game.
But if he hangs around long enough, he can find some great players that think that they can get a better deal somewhere else. That
and, you know,
maybe have overestimated their own value.
And the mid-major, you know, when you look at how you can get to the tournament.
Yes.
You know, until KK got hurt last year.
Yeah.
Well, injuries really hurt, you know, a team like that. You take your point guards, you got coming back
take
who had played.
Point guards and, you know, power forward had a nagging ankle injury, and hopefully we get a chance to help them more stay healthy this year.
Yep. But I tell you, were you surprised that Arkansas was able to come on like they did in the tournament?
Well, you know, it's funny because I've done some consultant work for Coach Cal through my friend Chris Simmons while he was at Memphis in Kentucky. So I've got 4 Final Four rings and a national championship ring for the work that I did with them through that. So I'm not surprised because this is the time of year that where his teams start to peak. This is the time they start to peak. And it's his formula does work. It wasn't pretty at first, but you could see flashes of it early in the season.
And I'm telling you, it was good to see them competing, you know, so hard down.
It's
the
great
line.
For the state too. Whenever they're playing well, but they played well. They represented our community well.
And
hats off to Coach and the kids for playing so well.
And you know, it's really nobody. You know, everybody written them off at 0-5 in the league, and so it's something that really gives people hope that, you know, come back. But you never know, because every year now that you're rebuilding,
he's going to get athletes.
Yeah, he's rebuilding the squad for that. Hey, I want to give a shout out before we go to my teammates at Target Printing and Office Center. They do incredible printing work, and I'm married to them because I get 5-star treatment for all my printing needs. When I call, they ball, and they will do the same for your printing needs. Target Printing is one-stop shop manufacturer located in Little Rock at 1907 Opinion Way. Call Kim or Lawrence at 501-663-9491 and tell them the Dr. Football prescribed them for you. Let them take care of all your printing needs. Well, hey, sorry about all the technical difficulties tonight, but we stayed in the game. We're a little short-handed, but we're still here. Hope you enjoyed the Recruiting Intelligence Report, the West Rock Call for Recruiting Intelligence Report, presented by Expressway Airport Parking, Arkansas Best Insurance, Ortho Rehab, and Chicken King. Until next time, God bless you, and God, we thank you for this opportunity to be here tonight. We ask your continued blessings over Dr. Rob. In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, guys.